A lot of the personal protective equipment that's being sold during the pandemic is fraudulent, and people might not be getting what they were promised. In fact, there have already been over 1,600 seizures of such items throughout the U.S., totaling millions of dollars. That's why Philip Morris International and other private sector partners have been highlighting ways to combat the trade in these goods. The company's Kristen Reif explains.
Criminals are taking advantage of the pandemic to flood the market with counterfeit goods. The Department of Homeland Security warns that these fakes are inferior and aren't as effective as properly produced items. From masks and gloves to testing kits and medicines, consumers are being duped and criminals are getting rich. Government agencies are doing all they can to intercept these products and equipment, but many are still being illegally distributed. That's why we're so thankful to have been joined by so many in the private sector who are all too familiar with the illicit trade.
Reif adds that the latest information about these fraudulent items is on the DHS website at dhs.gov.